Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Just a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah. Welcome back to the morning show, hour two of the program. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody, here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, joined by Laura.
Hi.
And the best listeners in radio.
That's you.
Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to have some fun in the next hour. Got some entertainment news coming up for you in a little bit. We're talking about coffee tables. Are they necessary? Are they not? We'll get into all of that. But it's a Thursday in the 10 o'clock hour. We all know what that means. Time for our Pet of the Week with the Southwick County Humane Society. Our great friend Denise in studio with us. Denise, how you doing?
I'm great, thanks. Good morning, everybody.
Good to have you with us, as always. Always great to hang out with you. And we were talking a little bit in our pregame about the cold.
Yes.
Getting used to that.
It is a little bit chilly right now, yeah.
It is a reminder, too, that it's not just cold for us, but our furry friends out there. Everybody keep that in mind. You know, dogs, the bottom of their paws are so sensitive.
They are,
yeah.
Yep.
When it comes to the cold out there, keep that in mind. And certainly when we've mentioned a number of times about outdoor cats and the way they can go under cars or go by anything warm.
Yep. We had an instance this week. I was telling Pam before the show, we had three kittens found in an engine. And when the person went in to grab them, we got one. The other two ran. So they're trying to, you know, capture them. But we did get one in house. So check your cars this time of year. You can save an animal's life. It's you always talk about it. It's so true. So important.
Keep an eye out for that, everybody, and as well as stowaways, because I got an interesting here one for you, Denise. Francine went missing. She's a cat. Francine went missing from a store in mid-September, and workers soon determined that she had stowed away aboard a truck that had departed the store and headed to a Lowe's distribution center in Graysburg, North Carolina, about 85 miles away.
Wow.
This beloved cat had lived at a Lowe's store in Virginia safely for quite some time.
Oh,
and they took care of it. It's lived there. It's a distribution center in North Carolina.
Okay.
Employees became very fond of this cat. It's a former stray that they found for 8 years. It's been living at this Lowe's.
8 years.
That's kind of an okay deal, you know?
Right. Yeah,
it's kind of the unofficial mascot. There are sometimes people take it home and bring it back and stuff. And
awesome.
It's done very well. And then it got stuck in one of these trucks and got sent. Thermal drone teams searched around the distribution center, but there was no sign of Francine. Until her face was spotted on a security camera October 4th, and they just freaked out and realized, oh, there she is. She's at a whole other one, you know.
Different distribution center. Yeah.
85 miles away.
Wow.
So even though this cat has lived the last 8 years at one specific Lowe's location, it got around. It got about. It got out. It got to do
some
things.
So did Francine go back to the old Lowe's or stay at the new Lowe's?
Yes. She's at the new Lowe's or at the old Lowe's.
Okay.
She went back.
So Francine went back.
And quote, I can't describe the feeling when we realized it was her. We just lit up, the
awesome.
Store said. They missed her quite a bit. She has gotten quite a royal treatment, too.
That's awesome. They're taking care of that cat.
One of the ways that they were benefited by this and they knew where to look was the microchip.
The importance of microchipping.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Every day we have a reason.
And keep that in mind when it comes to our animals out there, everybody, and how important that is.
Yep, absolutely.
Most shelters nowadays do this, ours in particular.
Yep.
Yeah,
we do. Absolutely. Just give us a call. We'll give you all the details. We are planning to have microchipping clinics again in the near future. We're talking about it. We just don't have the staffing yet to get it done, but we do. Give us a call any day of the week.
Cool.
When it comes to how things are going over there, how's the shop?
Really, really, really good. We are doing very well. We're kind of revamping how we do things. I apologize to all the listeners out there that our on-call phone was down over the weekend, but we're back up and running as of yesterday.
Awesome.
So I apologize if anybody tried to call and didn't get us. We're back up and running.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was trying endless. No.
Were you?
No. But I appreciate that. And good to hear. Good to hear things are going well over there. And never a bad idea to kind of take a look at how, you know, the logistics of things and how they're going.
Exactly. Yeah. We want to make sure we have the right staff, the right place, and that we're all moving forward together.
Especially with the you know, work that's been done over the last year over there and everything, I imagine that might change things up a little bit of the construction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Oh, very cool. As far as things we can do to help out, needs over there, are there anything in particular, anything certain that we could do?
Still the clumping litter. Pellets, we're a little low on pellets, which our little kittens that come in, we still have about 10 in-house, okay. Need the pellet litter. Otherwise, clumping litter is always still a need. Continues to be a need. Sorry about that.
One other thing that I wanted to bring up real quick, Denise, and I don't like to keep you too long. I know how busy you are and everything, but I noticed this with our fur brother, my fur brother Sam, and my parents' dog Sam. That Sam's gotten older. Mm-hmm. He's a little up there, but Sam has always liked to crunch things. He's always liked crunchier things, and he still does. But I noticed how much longer it's taking him and how much he's struggling with it. And I had not really looked. We keep an eye on his teeth. One of his favorite treats is a brushing, treat. Yeah. So that works out pretty good.
Yeah, they do help. They're expensive, but they do help.
But I had not really looked that much. And it really seems like Sam has lost some teeth over the years. And he doesn't really have a lot in the back. And he's really struggling with the harder treats.
Yeah, that makes it hard.
Got to give him some softer ones going forward here and everything. Maybe people pay it, close attention to this. I don't know if they do or they don't, but I just wanted to bring it up because I don't know how. I know that it's not a topic I've ever really talked about with people or anything really much.
Yeah, it's true. Cats and dogs both. It's very important that you keep up to date with what teeth they have if they're having issues, because if they have a painful tooth or a missing tooth or a loose, they won't eat. And then they're losing weight and you don't know why. So pay attention. All pet families pay attention to your animal's teeth. If you don't want to brush them, you can take them to the vet. They'll do that for you. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, give them those brushing treats, and they do help.
They go a long way.
Yep.
The excitement they have over them is almost worth it alone.
It is.
It's a treat. They like them.
Yep. A high value treat, we call those.
Yes. Ooh, I like that. I like that. I'm going to tell my mom that one. Denise, who is our pet of the week?
This week we're going with Pearl. She is a pity. We took Pearl in as a surrender. Pearl was heartworm positive. She went through over 6 months of treatment, and she is heartworm free and very loving. She's good with cats.
Oh, she's cute.
She is. She has that whole wiggle body thing going on.
Oh, yeah, good.
She likes cats, and she likes most dogs. I would suggest meet and greets for Pearl, but she is a family dog. She's 4 years old, spayed, and microchipped, and up to date on all vaccinations.
She's a golden brown mix.
Yep.
These are still pictures. I can tell she's a squiggler.
She is.
You can tell.
Yep. You can tell.
She is. She's beautiful and just loving.
She's got a great face. She's got a great face.
And her eyes. She's beautiful.
Yeah. She wants to love.
It seems a bit like a morning dog, too.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Always fun for people.
Yes.
And a great age. 4 years is great. Yep. Like, there's almost no family that couldn't work with a 4-year-old dog.
Yeah. She's through her puppy years and she's fully house trained.
That's a good age.
Yeah. She's awesome.
Are there, now to me, it seems like Pearl would fit with just about any family. Are there certain families or certain people that, should really look at Pearl?
Families with tiny children, like toddlers, and stuff, I would slow introductions because I think Pearl could handle it, but Pearl does.
She wiggles
a lot. Yeah,
and she's going to bump into a kid that isn't maybe stable on their feet.
Exactly. She doesn't realize her size, and she just wants to. But she's not a jumper. She doesn't have a ton of high energy, pity stuff. But she's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Great dog.
She looks like it. She looks like it. There's not just Pearl, but so many of these great animals over there waiting for you, everybody. Just see Brussels sprout here.
Yeah.
That is a cute kitten. That's one of the cutest kittens I've ever seen. I love when cats are one color, but their paws are a different color. Yeah. It looks like they have gloves.
Yeah, we've had a lot of cats in this year like that.
I'm a child.
Also, shout out Butternut Squash.
Yeah, yes, that's another good one. I like that one. I am stuck on Kimmy. I'm sorry. Keep bringing Kimmy up. But
I'll bring Kimmy in. Kimmy is a...
Please.
She's such a sweet... husky. She doesn't realize her own size, and she has lost weight. We have her on weight reduction food, and she's a husky. She talks, she very, very
I love
loving.
A dog that has a vocabulary.
I'll bring her next week.
All right.
That is very sweet. That is very sweet. Keep in mind, she probably would not be going back with you. No.
Well, Terry will be here, so you don't have to worry about it too much.
Go ahead and find out more about our great friends over at the South Oconee Humane Society. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, swchs.com. Laura and I have been able to pull up pictures and look at them ourselves. You can do that also.
And I've got plenty of links in the show notes.
Be sure to check that out. And go ahead and make sure to visit them when you get a chance, when you drop off those items that they're in need of. They're at 3621 64th Street North, right here in Rapids. You can also email them, office@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505, and be sure to follow them on social media, share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. And be listening every Thursday right in this time slot for another Pet of the Week. Denise, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Say hi to the team over there, and specifically all the animals. Make sure that every single animal knows they said hi.
We will.
Thank
every
you.
Single
thank you.
One.
They know you love them.
Thank you.
Make
thank
sure you tell Beef.
I will.
We appreciate you. Thanks, Denise.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be back with more show coming up. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Denise joining
Absolutely.
Us for our Pet of the Week.
And bigger shout out to Pearl.
We appreciate our good friends over at the South Oconee Humane Society. Head on over there. Adopt a dog. Don't be like Tom Brady. Don't clone your dog.
No, just go adopt a dog.
Man, of all the out-of-touch things you could be doing.
There are so many good dogs in shelters in your area. Just check them out. Be willing to travel outside of your county, and the possibilities are endless.
Like, I got more upset by that story than the flake gate, than like some of the other things sports wise he's done. Somebody that never seems to upset us, Dolly Parton. And we, being the home of Dolly Parton news, certainly
had a bright, shining light.
Cover this story. Dolly Parton may be 79 years old, but she's still crushing it on TikTok.
Yeah.
If you don't know, there's a viral craze on TikTok right now that is a mashup of What's Up by Four Non Blondes and Nicki Minaj's Bees in the Trap.
Right.
So Dolly took advantage by posting a clip of her 2023 duet What's Up with Linda Perry.
Right.
That was the version that was on her Rockstar album.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy to think that album came out 2 years ago already.
I didn't realize that was 2 years ago already.
That's
wild. Where did... What?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Dolly captioned the post, what's going on, Linda Perry? And Linda, of course, responded in the comments, what's up, Dolly? And
great.
They've been having some fun with this one back and forth. It's just fun to see her interacting with her audience this way.
Yeah.
And it's one thing when it's kind of cringy. You know, when you see somebody doing this and they're
when they're not comfortable, they're doing it because they have to.
She just wants, okay, this is where my fans are. That's where I'm going.
Yeah, I want to interact with my fans, so I'm going to go there.
Of all the people that doesn't have to meet people halfway, like Dolly Parton's earned a career where she could just sit back and
she could just stop.
But this is what she does.
Yeah.
She continues to reach out to her fan base. And instead of being like, okay, this is where I am, meet me halfway, she goes above and beyond and goes to where they are.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just cool to see. It's not just that we love her or anything. Mm. I hope other artists are paying attention and taking notes.
Yes.
This is how you stay relevant for six decades.
Be genuine.
Yes.
That's it. That's all we're asking for.
Turns out mom
was
right.
You don't have to reveal every little detail. We just want you to be genuine.
Just be yourself. Yeah, turns out mom was right.
Yep.
Shout out to this. I imagine, too, Linda Perry's got a freak out over this stuff. Like, she's had a great career. She's, you know, got some stuff to hang her hat on, and certainly Four Non Blondes and some other things that she has done and everything. But even still, you must become a complete fan when Dolly Parton just out of nowhere
calls you up.
You get an update on your phone. Oh, Dolly Parton commented on my
post. Wait. Like, I just got an email from Dolly Parton, guys.
Like, I had Vernon Reed, the guitarist for Living Color, that only four of us know who is, comment on one of my comments.
Yeah, he liked one of your comments.
To this
once.
Day, I've got it saved on my phone.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, you screenshotted that and texted it to everybody immediately.
I couldn't help it.
Of course not.
I can't imagine how she must
feel. I did the same thing when
feel.
Molly Conger liked one of my comments on Blue Sky.
I really wanted to. I this is a balance I have to do from time to time, especially with news or anything news, because in this day and age, in the 24/7 news cycle, you touch on a story, you wait on a story for a weekend, and mm-hmm. it's old news. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to hang on to this one for Monday for Beth, because she is our Dancing with the Stars correspondent.
Fair.
She is the one that knows the show better than any of us. But I couldn't wait until then, because the news is going to break. So I hope she's listening and here has already heard about this.
Hey, Beth.
Because I even am excited about this, and I don't even watch that show.
All right.
But 5 years after he was fired, Tom Bergeron will make his return to Dancing with the Stars next Tuesday to help the show celebrate its 20th anniversary.
How cute.
Tom will be a guest judge alongside Carrie Ann Imba, Bruno, and Derek. He says, quote, "I'm anticipating that it's going to be a wonderful, emotional, nostalgic night.
Yeah.
It's so much fun to watch my friends do the work. I don't have to throw to commercials. I don't have to worry about timing. So mm-hmm. it's kind of nice. He gets to kind of sit back a little bit more.
Yeah.
On those shows, Tom, part of what made him so good at his job mm-hmm. is he wasn't just standing on X and like, all right, I'll go. Like,
no, he was controlling it. He was a ringmaster.
He was a part creative consultant on that show mm-hmm. and an integral part of it from everything I've heard from people that do watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
And just as somebody who has seen Tom Bergeron's work on America's Funniest Home Videos or any of these things.
I like him.
He's the best we got. Mm-hmm. Like I
like him a lot.
Nothing against Ryan Seacrest or any of these people who are very good at what they do.
Yes.
But Tom Bergeron is the best.
Reason why he was hosting everything for a while.
Yep. Yeah, he's the only one we got.
Well, and it wasn't just because he was available. It was because he's the most qualified. He's very good at his job.
I
miss him. I miss seeing him as much. It's kind of cool.
I think it's really cool to see people where they go with their careers creatively
Absolutely.
And artistically. What Drew Carey has done.
Sure.
You know, and going to doing this game show hosting
Which is awesome.
And stuff. Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yes.
And he's doing a lot of that now.
Yep.
In fact, he's taken Tom's jobs.
Yeah, he has. He's
doing
taken
America's
a lot of
Funniest
Tom's
Home
jobs.
Videos
well,
and Dancing with
doing,
the Stars.
He's doing a great job with
he's
them, to
great.
Be fair. He's great at it.
Not Tom Bergeron.
But
it's a different level.
You give
that
him a few
at.
More years, and
yeah,
I
maybe,
think he'll get
maybe,
there.
Yeah. Bergeron hosted Dancing with the Stars for his first 15 years and 28 seasons.
Wow.
How do you cram 28 seasons in 15 years? How does that work?
I don't get TV math.
I really don't understand anymore. I don't.
Talk to me about the last season of Stranger Things again.
Right. But we'll see. We'll see how that. You know, I think another positive about that. He's not doing that. If things ended rocky for that situation,
sure.
If they were still rocky, he's probably not coming back. He might because he's just a good guy.
They must
but
have
he's also
some of
no
things.
Fool.
Yeah.
Like he's, I think part of what might get mistaken by people like Tom Bergeron and that they're very kind and you know, likable mm-hmm. on screen and everything. You don't get where you get if you're him without being, you know,
that person behind the scenes. Too.
You gotta be, I'm not saying he's cutthroat or anything, but he's taken his, he's been very smart with his career.
Mm-hmm.
Very smart
mm-hmm.
with his career. He could teach a master class on, mm-hmm. hey, you're not an actor, you're not a singer, you're not a dancer, but you want to have a career in entertainment? Let me show you how. Like,
right.
He's done it.
Yeah.
Like, it's... So I don't
it's
know.
Awesome.
That's a good sign if you're a fan of the show, a fan of him, that the you know
it's
things
really
are
cool.
are pretty okay. It's
really
like.
Cool.
K-pop Demon Hunters 2 is officially happening at Netflix.
Woo!
It won't be coming out until 2029.
Wow!
But
yeah, that's a, you know, yeah. I guess they probably didn't anticipate having to make a second one, so they kind of had to start once it got popular, and now they've got to work for a few years to make it the quality that the first one was.
Animation alone takes quite a bit of time, mm-hmm. let alone I imagine coming up with songs and, you know,
they've
and all
got
that.
Got to come up with a whole script.
I couldn't
they've
even begin
to
imagine.
Songs.
Yeah.
They've got
to,
yeah.
And all that being said, then you take in the factor, the bar that
yeah.
they have set,
yeah.
and you have to match that, if not top it
right.
now. That's a lot. Since the animated movies take a while to make, it's not that surprising. And let's be honest, we're already in 2026.
Right.
We're pretty much done with 2026.
A couple more months
yeah.
here.
The same two directors will also be returning, Maggie Kang and Chris Abelham.
Good.
There aren't any other details at this time, but I imagine that the musicians that they use.
The musicians and the voice actors are going to come back probably.
I gotta think they are.
I mean, this is a phenomenon. I can't imagine anyone saying no.
I will say that the one caveat to that is to me that, you know, with that, there could be price changes and
That's
budget
possible.
Changes. And Netflix traditionally does not, like,
no,
they're not
they
great
also,
about that.
But they also know when they've got a golden horse.
You would think. especially right now with their golden goose. The goose is gone. Stranger Things is done.
Yeah. Like they've got to find something else.
They are. You can tell how much they're hanging on to the what hits they have because they won't even release them like they used to.
No, that's exactly what I meant when I said talk to me about that last season of Stranger Things again.
Like, oh, here's three episodes, and then we'll wait like this weird amount of time, and here's another three, and there's no HBO learned this the hard way.
It feels like a middle finger.
The biggest show in the universe was The Sopranos. Mm-hmm. Everybody loved that show. They took 2 years off, and the drop that they had in ratings. You got to be smart about these things.
Yep.
I understand the want to stretch things out. I get it, but you also have to hit when things are hot, when things are going.
That said, I also think this will be fine in 4 years.
Yeah.
Three years.
I just mean in general.
You know. No, it's the thing of it being a cartoon, it being animation, it kind of gives it a little more staying power.
Yeah.
And the fact that it appeals to pretty much every age.
I wonder if they will age with their audience. Like the kids that are really into it.
Are they
going to
age the characters? I don't know. It depends on how far into the future they set the next movie, I guess.
The content, you know, being more of that. I don't know how the content necessarily, how much it really attached to one age. Part of what seems like works for that movie is that it didn't really set, oh, we're just going to go to kids, little kids, or we're just going to go to preteens. Or they seem to hit the whole gamut there.
They kind of did. Like, the humor was present for the adults in the same way that it was there for the kids. It was great.
I forgot. My dad liked it.
Of course he did.
My dad was looking for something to watch.
Everyone should like this movie. It's a fun movie. I'm sorry. You should like K-pop Demon Hunter.
Jimmy, what's this K-pop?
What's a K-pop? God bless you, Jim.
What's a K-pop? I don't know what he's talking about. Then he shows me on the screen and everything. I'm like, oh, K-pop.
God bless you, Jim.
He's the best.
He's awesome.
Love you, Dad.
I'm a huge fan.
Love our friends over at Millen as well. I wanted to touch on a couple of things they are doing over there, like their short story contest that is going on till December 7th. It is just a word count of 7,500 words. Not too big.
No.
I bet you everybody out there has got a short story in their head. Now's the time to put pen to paper.
Yeah.
Have some fun with this one. Enjoy. They got some fun prizes with that, and you're working with your community here.
Yeah.
And we've got a bunch of great plays coming up. We've got a bunch of great concerts in our area. We talked about Duopify and that going on a little
tonight
bit.
Tonight at 7:30. Get your tickets at SaverTheArts.com.
Get them, everybody. And be sure to make plans a week from now, 7 to 9:30 at the Fine Arts Center. McMillan Concert Series continues with Brian Drow. Brian has some great stuff online
you
can check out. He was in Madison doing a great live performance of Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down that
Very
I watched. It was really good. And in it, he was really getting the audience involved. So so plan on going to this show and plan on singing with Brian and enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
He's a real good showman.
And it's a free concert at your library. Hey, if you haven't visited McMillan Memorial Library yet, it's great. You should do that.
Check it out, everybody. That's a lot of fun. Our good friends at Wisconsin Rapids Junior Theater joined us to talk about Beetlejuice a little while ago. And they got a show coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow is opening night for Beetlejuice. Junior. I can't. Well, I also don't want to say it too many times. And although I'd love to meet Michael Keaton. You know, I really do I get to meet Michael Keaton if I say...
Do you get Michael Keaton if you say it three times?
I don't know.
Because I could try that.
Beetlejuice will be taking place at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School Auditorium. Those lucky kids. That's
cool.
A beautiful stage.
It is a great
beautiful
stage.
Acoustics.
It's a great auditorium.
Right around the corner from us over here.
Plenty of seats. Get your tickets.
Get your tickets right now. Everybody, shout out to Suzanne, the director,
and
the whole cast. A great cast. Great kids.
Yeah. You can get your tickets at our.show/Beetlejuice Jr.
Be sure to get those, everybody. We'll continue in our good stories of the day. We got some other good things, shows coming
up.
Lots
of events this weekend. It's another busy weekend around here.
And one more, another reminder to everybody out there. We are calling all recipes.
Oh, that's right. We are. We finally set a deadline on this. So the 14th is the last day we will be accepting recipes for our 85th anniversary cookbook, because yesterday was the anniversary of WFHR. We've been broadcasting 85 years.
This is our love letter to the community, and really a love letter to yourselves, everybody, because you're a big part of this. It's not the same without you. We want you to have your recipe included in this cookbook. If it is, you get a free copy of the book.
It's true.
We've been working really hard on this one behind the scenes, putting this together. We're very excited about this. Mm-hmm. We want your recipes, everybody. Get them to us. We want more and more. We don't have enough. We want more.
We just don't. And without your recipes, that is an empty cookbook. Nobody wants that, not even for free.
Get them to us. A cookbook should be hefty. Cookbook should have some.
I want a good, thick cookbook.
Yeah. We can't do it without you. We need your recipes. Everybody, get them to us. Go to WFHR.com right now and sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah.
And, of course, insert that recipe to us.
Yeah,
we've got
a little form right there for you. But if that form doesn't do it for you, you can drop them off here in person and Pam can make a copy of it. Or you can even text a picture of your recipe using the Civic Media app to us. Just use that little text icon once you've tuned in to WFHR.
Do it. Do it.
Do it now.
Go ahead and go do it and stick around because we got great stuff coming up for you. Not only our news, sports, and entertainment, take care of our partners, but we got a hot take. Coffee tables are a waste of space and money.
Depends on the living room.
We will discuss if they are. We're not saying they are. This is just a hot take that's making the rounds. We will discuss when we come back on the morning show. There we go.
That's better.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Laura and James hanging out with you. We appreciate you so darn much. Thanks a lot for being here, everybody. I just want this beat to go on the whole show. Just playing in the background. Someone on social media posted about how coffee tables are, quote, a waste of space and money. They argued they just collect junk and dust and get in the way of walking and cleaning. I will say that my shins are just have scars all over them from coffee tables over my lifetime as being a tall person.
Yeah.
That said, I
like a coffee table.
I don't know what to do if I don't have a table in the living room
or somewhere to set things. Yeah, if you're not going to have a coffee table, you must have side tables.
Got to have like one or the other, right?
You've got to at least have one or the other. And to an extent, because I have had small living rooms because I have been a single person without kids living in an apartment once upon a time. And we did not have a coffee table. Or if we had one, it was pushed up against the wall and the TV sat on it.
I definitely want, I almost demand audience participation with this one. I got to hear people's feedback on this.
Right. But if you've got room for a coffee table, put it in there.
Mm. Of course, this started a whole rambling of different, people, different reactions, thousands of reactions. Here are the pro coffee table points. Mm-hmm. Coffee tables are vital for holding drinks, including, coffee. Coffee tables hold remotes, books, decorative candles.
Yes.
They're a place to set things during the seasons and mm-hmm. all that. Coffee tables can be helpful when guests are over.
Yeah.
It can be hard to entertain without surfaces in a living room
That's
for drinks and snacks and that. Yeah. Coffee tables can serve as a dining table.
They can.
I know they have for me a lot.
sometimes one of my favorite things to do is to sit on the floor and pull the coffee table up over my lap and lean up against the couch.
Yes. It's great.
It's cozy stuff.
And coffee tables are not an ongoing expense. It's mostly a one-time purchase that won't drain your bank account, not a recurring cost like a subscription for a TV or any of these things.
And you can find them used. You can find them at thrift stores. I bet they've got a couple at the Goodwill. You don't need to break the bank to buy a coffee table. If you've got the space for one, they're worth having, especially if you entertain.
I don't know. I probably have, but I don't know if I've seen any, quote, modern coffee tables. But all the older ones are built to last.
I don't know what a modern coffee table means.
I don't know what it is.
Is that the glass and metal ones? Are they modern? Is that what modern is? I like a wooden coffee table. Mine looks like a crate.
Yeah, I want a coffee table that you have to, if you're moving, you have to think about, do I really want to take that with me or not? Like, because it's that kind of heavy and that kind of, I like a coffee table.
I love
that.
I'm never getting rid of mine. Thank you, Melissa.
Coffee tables, here is the anti-coffee table crowd. Coffee tables collect more than just dust. Coffee tables Coffee tables can be insufficient in a small room, so you got to get the right size. Coffee tables make it awkward to move around. I hear you on this one.
If the living room is small, like I said, I've been in living rooms that were so small you couldn't have a coffee table, but I did have end tables.
This is interesting. They have a on the negative side that coffee tables are a place to put your feet up, but you shouldn't. But I mean,
just wash the what?
I don't.
It's your living room. Your rules. Don't tell me what to do in my living room with my coffee table.
Like, if there's food on the table, sure, don't put your feet on it. But otherwise, I mean, you know.
Like,
as long as you're wiping it down and all that, I don't know.
You should be cleaning your. Again, this is. It collects more than. Yes, because you're not cleaning up after yourself. Whose fault is that?
I am a borderline neat freak. I admit that. I admit that I could be a little bit, you know, crazy about that stuff at times. Mm-hmm. But I also, I want to be comfortable. Like, I want to live in my, where
you,
I'm,
yeah,
I'm at
you
and
need
stuff.
To be able
and
I, to like, I live in your house.
I feel for people that, like, you're over-focused on these
right.
things.
Right, like,
or
who
maybe,
are you worried about offending in your yeah, own home yeah, by putting
home.
Your feet on the table? It's your house.
You know, live. Just live, baby.
Just
like,
chill
enjoy
for
your
a minute.
Enjoy your home.
Get yourself one of those nice little Lysol wipes and wipe up your table when you're done putting your feet on it. Chill out.
Here's a side note, and this is, I really do hope my mom is listening. If you're going to invite friends over, they're your friends.
They're your
you
friends.
You don't have to over-worry about your house being pristine clean.
No, like, just kind of have it tidied.
They're coming to see you. Like, the mm-hmm. house is a mess, big deal. It's okay. Guess what? Their house is probably a mess, too.
Well,
it's okay.
Anytime. So, I grew up in a house where my mom always apologized for how dirty
yes,
the house was. Because
yes.
I grew up in a house where my mom did daycare for like a decade.
That's different, yeah.
And my house is so less clean than the house I grew up in. My mom did such a better job of keeping the house clean than I am doing. And she still apologized to people every day when they came over for what a mess the house was, or a weird smell that she was the only one who could sense in the house. Every single person that she apologized to said, oh, no, this is fine.
Yeah,
my house is worse. Or, yeah, mine too. Don't worry about it. I'm not here for your house.
Well, and we inherit this. We
right.
inherit it from
and
our
so
parents.
And so now, when I do that to even you or Melissa, who come over to my house all the time and have actively helped me clean it on more than one occasion, you're both like, stop it.
Yeah.
Just, hey.
It's fine. You
we know. It's
you have half a basketball team in that house.
I kind of do.
Understandable. It's very I think
I'm doing my best.
I think taking that blueprint, that model to your own home, your own apartment, your own mm-hmm. life and stuff is important because, you know, it holds
right.
people back from like actually inviting people
but
over or doing things sometimes.
Right. And when you're a young 20-something in a living room that's too small for a coffee table, your mom's not going to yell at you when you put your feet up on the coffee table.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And finally, coffee tables can stub your toes.
Yeah, so can everything else.
I mean, there's so a couch.
I've stubbed my toe on a Labrador Retriever.
I don't think there's anything I haven't stubbed my toes
right?
on. I'm pretty sure that if it's on the floor, I've stubbed my toe
and
on
no,
it, whatever
the lab
it is.
Never moved.
I'm pretty sure,
He just picked his head up and looked at me like, what?
You ever ran a vacuum into your toe? Like, I've done this. Like,
yes.
Even objects that move, I've done it with. So,
listen,
let alone a coffee
if that
table.
Was an excuse to not have a piece of furniture, no one would have a bed anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see a lot of people doing that. So, I don't know. Looking at the pros, the negatives, I'm still on the pro coffee table front.
I'm pro coffee table, but I understand the restrictions of a small living room.
Yeah, they're very different when it comes to that. That part is a lot different. I can see where they're coming from on that part.
But if you've got the space, it's worth it.
Yeah.
I promise. Just clean up after yourself.
I was having this discussion with a teacher the other day. Is one of the signs of you've made it or you have a good home high ceilings?
Ooh. Well, I happened into a house with high ceilings, so I don't know if that works.
But to this point, to what we're talking about and everything tying this together, I wonder if having space in your living room, like,
yeah.
it gives you a little bit of that.
Having the space.
And I don't mean that you're rich. I just mean
no.
that, you know, you've
I mean it when I say I lucked into a really nice living room. Like, I really enjoy my living room. It is big. It has lots of windows, so I have so many house plants.
We also got to touch on this one here, Laura.
Okay.
I got another one of these oddity stories that I want to get to.
I like an oddity.
a loose pig named Breakfast caused chaos in Buffalo, New York.
All right. A moment of pause for a pig named Breakfast.
Yes.
All right, continue.
Honestly, I love these kind of stories where I could just give you the headline, everybody, and you're good. That's going to carry you all throughout the day. You're going to be smiling about that. Okay. A pig named breakfast.
What did a pig named breakfast do?
This escaped pig went for a rampage through a New York neighborhood and turned out to be a pet belonging to a Buffalo Police Department officer.
I love that the cop has a pet pig.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I love that to my core.
That guy's awesome. He's awesome.
I want to, you know, that's...
that's awesome.
Yes.
Residents on Victor Place in the Hamilton
and
Park Historic District...
And he named it
breakfast. ...were taken back by their neighborhood being erupted into chaos Wednesday afternoon when the large pig ran through the area and chased the locals.
Oh, good for you, breakfast. Causing mischief.
Videos captured by witnesses shows animal control and police officers pursuing the porcelain predator. Neighbors said the officer eventually captured the pig and took it home. Buffalo does not have any city laws expressing prohibiting ownership of pigs or other farm animals. Obviously, this officer would not have it if they did.
It would have been really risky if he did.
Yeah. Breakfast was not the only wayward pig captured in recent weeks. Oinking Acres Farm Rescue and Sanctuary in Indiana recently wrangled a pig that had been on the loose in Indianapolis. The pig's name was Dinner. No, it's not. That was not its name. It was Brunch. Its name was Brunch.
I love it when animals are named after food items. It's one of my favorites. They're doing that a lot at the Southwood County Humane Society. There's like pork chop and baby back ribs and little beef.
The sanctuary said the pig will be quarantined, vaccinated, and neutered before the next steps for its animal to be determined, but it is doing well.
Well, that's good.
It's happy and it's home. Its name is Breakfast.
And a cop owns this pig named Breakfast. I don't want anyone to overlook this fact. Because I paused for a pig named Breakfast. Pig named Breakfast is owned by Oink Oink, a police officer.
That's so great. Good on that officer. Tip of the cap to him.
Spectacular.
That guy's great.
Spectacular.
That guy's great. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Mornings here at WFHR. Laura and James hanging out with you. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour. Nothing but good civic media programming coming up for you throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we got coming up for you a little bit later today on our website is our Rapids Report.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a thing we do.
Got a new edition of that coming up for you, everybody. Be sure to join us. UW Extension Wood County's Matt Lippert going to be joining us, our ag agent.
Yeah.
Matt's going to be here, and we're going to have plenty to talk about. Love talking with Matt. Always learn when I talk with Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts up with my silly questions about agriculture where I don't know anything I'm talking
city
about.
Boy.
And he helps me learn and have a lot of fun. It's going to be a great interview. Looking forward to that. That'll be up in a little bit. Be sure to look for it this afternoon on the website. And as long as you're at the website, WFHR.com, be sure to sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah.
Got a new one coming up.
It's true.
We're looking forward to.
It's going to be a good one, too.
Shout out to our team and the great reporting that is being done on that, and especially Melissa.
Biggest shout out to Melissa. She puts the whole dang thing together.
She works so darn hard on that. We appreciate you, Mel. Keep up the great work.
Mm-hmm.
And not to add to your plate, Melissa, but we haven't had a pigeon update here on the morning show in a while.
And I even made a bumper for that pigeon.
I saw that. Yeah. So we might have to bug
Melissa.
We need
a pigeon
elbow
news update.
Her a little bit.
Yeah, I think we might.
But we are looking forward to that new newsletter. And looking forward to your recipes, everybody. Get over to WFHR.com and get us those recipes. We are have a cutoff date, November 14th.
Yep.
Be sure to get over to WFHR.com and do that.
And
appreciate everybody doing that. We also have the Great Guard Show coming up a little bit later today here at the station, 7:05.
Cool.
Join us for the Wisconsin Badgers head basketball coach.
Mm-hmm.
And Badgers off to a nice start to the season.
Well, that's good.
Had a really good recruiting class, along with bringing some players back. We can mess around and do some damage in the Big Ten this year. Be paying attention. We are your home for Badger sports, especially in the fall and winter. We're very proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all of our sponsors out there that add to us being able to do that.
Yes, please.
Looking forward to it. And as a side note, keep in mind our sister station 105.5 WIRI this weekend, 7:00 puck drop for River Kings hockey, taking on the Minnesota Mullets.
Mm-hmm. On Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, Michael and Seth will have those for you. Be sure to join them for that, everybody. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good stuff. We have a blood drive happening today over at ODC, friends of ours.
Yeah, that's right.
They're at 1191 Huntington Avenue. It'll be going from 10 to 3 today, so it kicked off almost an hour ago.
Yeah.
All you heroes out there, get over there and donate. We greatly appreciate you doing so.
Yeah, we do.
And our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church have a couple of things going on. This Saturday, they have their chili dinner they're doing. It'll be from 4 to 7 over at the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South. For kids 13 years and older, $8, $6 to $12, $4. If you're under 5, you're getting in for free. It's a great event that they're able to do some really good work with this. Be sure to join them for some wonderful chili and a good time over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church this Saturday, 4 to 7. And, you know, keep in mind that they also will be hosting the Winter's Farmers Market.
Oh, that's right. The Farmers Market has moved to the Moravian Church basement for the winter.
310 First Avenue South. It's going on till from November to mid-May. It'll be closed for the holidays. Keep that in mind. We are so lucky that we have all this local food, community, crafts, all these cool things going on.
It's so cool to have a good farmer's market year-round. So Saturday is 9 to 1 at the Moravian Church for the winter farmer's market.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. Mm-hmm. We've got some other things in town to check out, Laura.
We do. There is going to be the Mark Croft Band at the Jensen Community Performing Arts Center in Amherst on Saturday, November 8th. The show begins at 7 p.m., but they're offering a 6 p.m. reception time before the show starts as well. It's going to be a good time. You can get your tickets by visiting jensencenter.org for the Mark Croft Band on Saturday. We've also got some Veterans Day events happening in Wisconsin Rapids. On Monday, the VFW is having their spaghetti dinner. It's all you can eat. Veterans eat free at VFW Post 2534 at 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then on Tuesday, there's going to be three different Veterans Day events that the VFW will be taking part in. They're going to be having the Veterans Day ceremony at Veterans Park in downtown Wisconsin Rapids at 11, the Legacy Stone dedication at Assumption High School on Chestnut Street in Wisconsin Rapids at 1 p.m. And then the Veterans Day observance with rededication of the Veterans Memorial at Mid-State Technical College in Wisconsin Rapids at 3 p.m. as well. And there is also going to be Sister Act at Assumption High School. They are opening the show up on Thursday, November 13th at 5:30 p.m. with the gala dinner and the show beginning at 7 p.m. Then they're also going to be having the show on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And another one on Saturday that weekend. You can get your tickets by visiting AssumptionCatholicSchools.org under theatricals. Or you can check out their Facebook page for more information as well about Assumption High School's presentation of Sister Act.
It's going to be a really good show. We had a lot of fun talking with them.
Yeah, we did. They're going to be back in again before the show kicks off, too. So we'll get to hear more.
And one more reminder, our good friends over at the Arts Council of Southwood County are presenting an amazing show tonight.
Oh,
they are. The Doo-Wop Project.
Yeah.
Going on tonight, 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids at 1801 16th Street South. Mm-hmm. You can get your tickets right now at savorthearts.com. Encourage you to head on over there. Do that. Get those tickets.
Yeah.
However, if you'd like to go for free.
Ooh, that's an idea.
We got two tickets right here for you. Call up and get us your favorite doo-wop song, your favorite doo-wop band, or do you just want to go? We will go ahead and help you
get
to this show.
We want to get these tickets in your hands, man.
Be sure to call up right now, 715-424-2600. Call us through the Civic Media app as well, if you'd like.
Yeah.
And get us those, and get these tickets from us.
Yeah.
I encourage you to do that, everybody. And take in that show. Buy local, support the arts.
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple of world good stories, and man, I wanted to get to this one with you, Laura. I've been saving this.
All right.
A woman on TikTok went viral with this a while back, and now she's a published author. Rosie Grant noticed recipes on gravestones are surprisingly common.
Oh.
She spent the last 4 years traveling around those states to find the best ones.
That's so cool.
Her new book just came out. It's called To Die For, a cookbook of gravestone recipes.
Yeah, this really is tailored for me. Good call.
It's the 40 she liked best, plus profiles of the people who came up with them.
How cool. It's history, but food.
It sounds like an awesome concept for a book.
Oh, really, how cool. Like, well, and I am someone who does frequent cemeteries. I'm one of those people. I think that it's interesting. I really, really like looking at the different styles of gravestone. And I have seen a handful of them that have those recipes on them. And it's really, really cool. I actually have a couple of pictures of recipes in my phone that I haven't looked at in a long time.
I think that that's also a great note to people out there when it comes to our cookbook.
Oh, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're in a cemetery and you find a recipe on a gravestone, go ahead, submit it using the Civic Media app before November 14th, and we'll submit it.
And not only don't wait till the 14th, you don't have to wait until it's on your gravestone. You can get it to us right now.
You can.
You don't even have to wait.
Go to WFHR.com.
Get us those recipes, everybody. And a big thank you, of course, to everybody who has already gotten us all these recipes. We really do appreciate you. My computer has frozen.
Oh, dear. Well, good thing you have another one.
It's not good. Not good. I need
that. I'm going to touch it. Does that help?
No, it's just not doing anything.
Bummer.
It's not right, man. I need you, computer. Hey, right, computer.
All right. Okay.
Other good stories of the day are certainly, not only will we have playmakers for you tomorrow from 4 to 5. Be sure to join us for that on 105.5, but we will also have more Wisconsin sports for you tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Wisconsin men hosting my Northern Illinois Huskies.
Okay.
They will beat them. They will beat them. They
okay.
Will. They're hosting them, so they're in Madison. Not a far trip.
Yeah.
DeKalb to Madison, not a far trip, so that'll be a fun one. That should be a great game, and it'll be right here where it belongs, home of Badger Athletics, right here at WFHR.com. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that, and certainly looking forward to talking tomorrow. We'll have Seth and Lee in. We'll get you ready for the weekend.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great show lined up for you. Had a great one today. Nice work, Laura.
Same to you, James.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.